Come in. Please, have a seat. This isn't the first time that you've ended up in my office. I am your Mother Superior. Life was different when you were at the monastery. I understand. You weren't surrounded by any females. Yes. I understand that you became a priest when you were a child. But I've been noticing some things. I have. I know that you are an orphan. And that spending your entire life around men makes you curious. You know what men are like. You know how to deal with men. And suddenly you're surrounded by nuns. I see your eyes. I watch them wander. You don't think I notice, Yes. I think there's something we're going to need to do. I think I'm going to need to teach you a few things. You need discipline. You need to learn that this is unacceptable in the eyes of God and in the eyes of this monastery. You need a firm hand and a harsh tongue. It's not acceptable, your behavior. And you should know that, young man. Coming here as a priest does not make you better than any nun here. Being male does not make you more important in the eyes of God. You are here as our guest. Got it? And you have to treat us as such. Okay. Now, in order for you to be disciplined, I need you to remove your pants. God punishes those who can't help themselves. You have been seen ogling women, nuns, wives of God. Bend over and get the paddle. Yes, I have done this to many priests. Many nuns, many children. It is my job to discipline people in this monastery, so you will take off those pants and bend over. That's it. Yes. You need discipline. This being your first offense, you will only get 3 swats. Now, don't pull up your pants. I did not tell you you could pull up your pants. Turn around and face me. That thing between your legs is the cause of all your grief. I see how hard it is. Did you like being spanked by me? Is that it? Is that what you think of when you think of the women? I know you can't help it. Men can't help it. They're controlled by the thing between their legs. It has their brain in their clutches. So you need to be taught. You need to experience what it is you're missing so that you know you cannot behave like this. And I'm here to teach you. Now, I'm going to remove my robe and leave my habit on. You need to see a female body so you can stop all this tomfoolery. Yes, I am the one you get. Now, there. Take it in. Use your eyes and sinfully look over every curve of my body. The way my thighs meet. That triangle there that tempts you so. The heft of my breasts as they sit against me. The hardness of my nipples. You've not seen a woman before, have you, my child? This is what we look like. This is what your member has been haunting you about. I see that it's even harder than before. Come here. Closer. Touch them. My breasts, of course. Touch them. Use your hands. Squeeze them with your palms. Feel the weight in your hands. Does that feel good? Do you like that feeling? Yeah, very much, huh? I think that we may have to implement a procedure to make sure you stop being distracted by all the other women. You may have to come to my office and be drained at least twice a week. I think it's important for you to return to your studies with a clear mind. And that mind is not clear if those testicles are full. Tell me, son, do you touch yourself? Good. That is not good in the eyes of the Lord. Now, if someone else is to touch you, that is okay, but only with your permission. So, come on. Ask for it. Do you want me to touch you? Yes, but what? I am a very experienced woman. I have had a lot of priests in my care, and a lot of them cannot control themselves, especially around my nuns. So yes, I will do this if you ask, and I know what I'm doing. Is that what you want? Do you want to learn? Good. Then sit down on the desk. Yes. We need to make sure that the friction feels good. So I'm going to take your member into my mouth to wet it down. I'm just warning you, because you need to know what's happening. It shouldn't take long. Now, I am going to manually release you. Does that help? If you would like to touch my breasts while I do so, you may. Anything that helps you release faster. Go on. There you go. Yes. Yes, it's okay. Let it out. That feeling in the deep pit of your stomach. Let it out. There you go. Now, that is what we call an orgasm. Do you feel more clear-headed? Right. That's what you need to do. But since it is a sin for you to touch yourself, you need to come back here in a few days. Yes. I will see you then, my child. Pull up your pants. On your way. Stop ogling the nuns. Are you back for your next lesson? Good. Today we will be using something else to milk you. My job is to teach you and to make sure that you know exactly how things work in the outside world. Right. So off with your pants. Good. I see that you are already hard. Have you been looking forward to this visit? Okay. Bend over. Oh, you didn't think you would be punished this time. You have not stopped your ogling. I've seen you. It hasn't gotten worse, and it is getting better. But I need to punish you. You have to take your punishments for the Lord. Bend over. Yes. Now stand back up. That seems to have made you harder. I see. Well, today, you will be inserting your penis inside me. My body will do the milking of your balls. Got it? So, I want you to get hard. So please stroke your own cock twice. If you're not doing it to completion and spilling your seed, it's okay. Good. Nice and hard. I'm going to bend over my desk. Now, I will guide you in. Come up and stand right behind me. That's it. Now, when I tell you to, I want you to push. Thrust in and out of me. Until completion. Okay? That's it. That is what we call a vagina. You feel its warm folds swallow you as you slide inside me. This is sex. This is what you're not supposed to do before marriage. God will forgive it this once. He knows that I need to teach you. So go ahead. Thrust in and out. How does that feel, my child? Yes? Good. Keep going. Push it in and out of me. That's it. Yes. Yes, you may grab my hips. In and out, child. In and out. That's it. Oh, yes. Sins of the flesh. Harder. Harder. Inside. That's it. Let it go. Orgasm inside me. Do it, my child. Do it. Inside me now. That's it. That's very good, lad. Now, how do you feel? You are no longer a virgin. You have placed your penis inside a vagina and laid your seed. Granted, it's not on fertile ground, but it is a good place to go. You feel more relaxed, more relieved, having gotten that out of the way. Good. Come back and see me next week for your next lesson. Welcome back. Today we will be teaching you pleasures of the flesh orally. That's right. I did not say it was punishment time. You have been better with your wandering eyes, and you will be rewarded. Now tell me, son, have you touched yourself? Good. It is better you bring it to me. In the eyes of the Lord, a spilled seed is not a good seed. Come here. Now, remove your pants, and I will remove my robe. Yes, I will leave on my habit. There we go. Now, I will show you how it works on you. But I will not let you release into my mouth just yet. Okay? Because you must reciprocate. That is what sex is all about. Taking care of each other. Just as the Lord would take care of us. Okay. Now here. Let me show you. How does that feel, young man? Good? Yes. Now, you must do something similar to me. I'm going to sit up on the edge of the desk, and you're going to get a good look at your first vagina. Now, you see this area right here at the top? That is called the clitoris. That is what pleases a woman most, or at least most women. And these folds here need attention too. And this is the hole you put your penis in. You can use your fingers and your tongue in that hole too. Now, I want you to lick it, like you would an ice cream cone. There you go. Up and down. Now, use your tongue on the clitoris. Not so hard. There, swirl it around some. Gentle pressure. Flick it. Kind of like you're talking and you're trying to roll your R's. There you go. Yes. Now, in most carnal pleasures, both partners get to come. Orgasm, yes. So, I want you to use your mouth and lick and suck as I tell you to until I orgasm as well. And then I'll finish you off with my mouth. You find you enjoy this? Oh, I like that nod. Yes. Oh, right there. That's perfect. Oh. Oh, that's my son. Oh, my son. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, bless this day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes. Shh. Stop. Back up. So that's what a woman orgasming sounds like. And feels like on your tongue. Good? Okay. Now sit up on the desk. It's your turn. I know. It won't take long, will it? That's it, my child. Good job. How do you feel? Much improved? Good. We will continue these lessons for as long as it takes to teach you how to treat women. Got it? Now, clean up, pull up your pants, and head back to your room. I don't want to see those eyes wandering. Knowing what you have 2 to 3 times a week in this office should be enough to keep you out of trouble. Yes? Good. Now be on your way. And behave. The Lord is always watching. Thank you, God, for sending me that yummy specimen. Oh, I will teach him well, I promise. Every inch of his body will be yours in my pleasure. In that we worship. In that we pray. Amen.